that drop, Cardi. We got Pete Hegseth, that bad boy. We got Donald Trump, the stealer of super secret spy documents. Lord knows where he disseminated them to. And that's about all. The only person who will know, because Aileen Canada's effectively buried the report forever and ever and ever. Amen, I'm sure Donald Trump and Pete would say. Where we left off just before that break was I had taken you through the first set of weirds, and there are multiple weirds here. And the first set of weirds was that Judge Aileen Cannon entertained a motion from Donald Trump to enjoin, prevent Jack Smith's final report on the two special prosecutor investigations, the insurrection case and the super secret spy documents case, entertained a motion from Donald Trump to enjoin, i.e. prevent the release of that report to the public. Weird thing one, Aileen Cannon doesn't have jurisdiction over the matter anymore because she dismissed it, and it's now with the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals because she dismissed it. Second thing, the report covers both the insurrection matter and the super secret spy documents matter, and she had nothing to do with the insurrection case, so why do you think you would have any jurisdiction over that? So there are those weird things. All that happened a week ago today, on January 7th. So then last Wednesday morning, the DOJ responded, you know, in the 11th Circuit, the court with actual jurisdiction, and made clear that the portion of the report about the insurrection said nothing about the super secret spy documents case, nothing of any substance. There's just one sort of general reference. And the DOJ also made clear that they do not plan on releasing Volume 2. They're not asking to release Volume 2 to the public, but rather a redacted version only to members of Congress so that they can execute their proper oversight responsibilities so that they can have knowledge of this. And the reason that it would be released confidentially with redactions for national security secrets only to Congress is because the case against Walt Nauta and De Oliveira continues, and the case against Donald Trump is up on appeal. And the case, therefore, isn't resolved. So the DOJ was saying, listen, we're just going to give it to Congress. They have an oversight responsibility. We're going to redact it. Yeah, that would seem to make sense. So then on Thursday, in other words, the DOJ was doing this in a restrained manner. So then after that filing from the DOJ, the 11th Circuit last week Thursday denied the request to enjoin the government from releasing the report. But they didn't say anything about Aileen Cannon's injunction. So they denied the request to enjoin the entire thing, said the J6 portion can go out. But they didn't say anything about Aileen Cannon's injunction, which had this really weird piece to it. Remember when I told you a week ago today, Aileen Cannon, without having jurisdiction in two different ways, issued an injunction preventing the release of the, quote, report, like the whole thing. She put in place this little line that said, unless the 11th Circuit rules otherwise, and then it can be released 3 days after that. Why the 3 days, Aileen? What? What's up with the 3 days? Why do we have to wait 3 days? Why not 1 day? What about two? Why not 15? Because, remember, it's both the grotesque incompetence, no jurisdiction, she has no idea what she's doing, and the entire point has always been to delay. You start adding this stuff up in your head because it's happening last week. Well, how long will it take the 11th Circuit to rule? Maybe a couple of days, and then that gets us to like Monday or Tuesday, which would be today, and then you add another 3 days, and oh, bingo, bango, it's Friday, and Donald Trump comes in on Monday. I'm sure that's what she was thinking. But the 11th Circuit got right on it, denied those motions. And so J6 report going out. Now, let's count together, everybody. Thursday, Friday, Monday. Ooh, wait, that's 3 days, isn't it? When did the January 6th report drop? 12:01 a.m. on Tuesday morning. So the DOJ, again, in an incredibly restrained way, giving full meaning to both the 11th Circuit's denial of the request to keep the reports from being released and Judge Aileen Cannon's extrajudicial, meaning doesn't have the power to do it, she's beyond her jurisdiction, they still waited. Thursday, Friday, Monday. It dropped this morning at 12:01 a.m. I will discuss that report in detail, but this procedural stuff is really important because, again, justice delayed is justice denied. Incompetency run rampant, denying American people the right of transparency and accountability for their former, as in Donald Trump, and soon to be, as in Donald Trump, public officials with the nation's most precious secrets. Here's a little tidbit. Before the 11th Circuit ruled, they told the defendants, so this is Nauta, De Oliveira, and Trump, to respond to the DOJ's opposition to withholding these reports by 5 p.m. on Thursday night. Just a little note. Trump didn't even bother himself to respond, but Nauta and De Oliveira did, but they didn't file it until 5:06 p.m. Having practiced in federal courts for a very, very long time, you don't do that. You don't bloat deadlines in federal courts by 6 minutes. So just very interesting. Then the DOJ, because the 11th Circuit was not specific about Judge Cannon's ruling, after the 11th Circuit said the J6 portion of the report absolutely can go out, then the DOJ filed an emergency appeal of Judge Aileen Cannon's order specifically with respect to their desire to release the report redacted and confidentially only to members of Congress. They filed an emergency appeal of that ruling by Judge Aileen Cannon very, very late Thursday evening. Now, if there had been any doubt that Judge Cannon had no more jurisdiction over the super secret spy documents case, the DOJ's notice that they are appealing her ruling to the 11th Circuit is the nail in the coffin. So, like, okay, she didn't have any jurisdiction over the J6 report. 11th Circuit eventually fixed that. She didn't have any jurisdiction over the super secret spy documents anymore because she dismissed it. And even if you can get past that, as soon as the 11th Circuit invited appeal of her decision preventing the release of now just the super secret spy documents case, when the DOJ filed their notice of appeal of that ruling in the 11th Circuit last Thursday, she then definitely didn't have any more jurisdiction. And yet. So then on Friday, Nauta and De Oliveira went back to Cannon and filed a request to extend the scope of her injunction as it relates to the super secret spy documents case longer. Yeah, make that just longer. So then this past Saturday, again, there is absolutely no legit argument that this woman has jurisdiction over this matter anymore. She doesn't. She made a ruling anyways on Saturday. I shouldn't say a ruling, an order. She ordered the DOJ to account for a claim that Donald Trump made that actually there's crossover information in volume one about the insurrection case. Again, trying to get Aileen Cannon to prevent the release of the J6 report, even though she has no jurisdiction there. So, like, round and round we go. She did this on Saturday. The woman, again, has no jurisdiction. What did the DOJ do? They responded on Sunday in Cannon's court, again, not waiving their argument that she has no jurisdiction, and explained there's no crossover, no meaningful crossover. It's mentioned, meaning the documents case is mentioned like once or twice in the January 6th insurrection report. So to say that Aileen Cannon doesn't even know the first principles of federal law and jurisprudence is an understatement. Aileen Cannon is a loose cannon, undermining the rule of law at nearly every turn. So what was the last little bit of lawlessness, loose cannon from Aileen Cannon? Yes. Yesterday on Monday, after the DOJ filing on Sunday, she entered a ruling that said, oh yeah, the 11th Circuit said that that January 6th, that portion of the report can go out. Mm-hmm. And admonishes the DOJ that you made a representation to me that there's no crossover between these reports. I found this little tidbit from her order and ruling yesterday about the super secret documents case report to be absolutely gobsmacking. I'll read it to you. It's in footnote 2 of document 697 in the super spy documents case, super secret spy documents case. In footnote 2, she writes this. Counsel, DOJ counsel are reminded of their obligation of full candor to this court and their duty as officers of the court to ensure complete accuracy and completeness in their representations. Because they told her there's no crossover between the documents case and the insurrection case. Maybe Judge Cannon needs to be reminded of a president's duty of candor, accuracy, and completeness when you turn back over to the United States citizenry your super secret spy documents and you don't abscond with them to your gold gilded enshrined Oval Office 2.0 in Florida. Maybe she needs to be reminded of the entire point of the super secret spy documents case. But it gets worse. So she, oh yeah, you, the January 6th report, that can go out. Lady, you have nothing to do with that. And what does she do on the super secret spy documents case on the, about that report? Well, she schedules a hearing. She doesn't rule. Aileen Cannon can't find her way to a ruling without being handheld, fluffed, cajoled, given sucker. Everything that's happened in this case, in that case has been delay, delay, delay. What does she do? She schedules a hearing for when? When is the hearing scheduled? Everyone shout at your radio and your streaming device and your screen at the same time. Friday. She schedules the hearing on Friday. And this slow-moving, know-nothing, can't-find-her-way-to-read-the-law. Do you think she's going to rule from the bench on Friday, everybody? No. She ain't going to rule. So again, Judge Aileen Cannon, grotesque incompetence and delay, 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 absolute bias of the highest order, says, oh yeah, on this report that you don't, that the DOJ isn't asking release to the public, to Congress, redacted and confidentially. Yeah, she's like, look, now that you've fully briefed the matter, let me have a hearing about it. And then I'm sure she will, quote, take the matter under advisement. And what happens on Monday, y'all? DJT becomes the president of the United States. What do you think happens to the evidence? I love it when the January 6th committee evidence was destroyed. No, it wasn't. I'll talk about that in a minute. What do you think happens to the evidence about the super secret spy documents and Jack Smith's report on this on Monday, since Aileen has delayed, delayed, delayed? I'll give you a hint. It sounds like this. When we come back, I'll take your phone calls and text messages, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. I always got you covered on all those legal wranglings and details because I'm your friendly lawyer lady on the radio. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.